Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou. How you doing? How y'all doing? Good. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Whitney Leonard from Paulsville, Washington.
Hello, Whitney. Paulsville, Washington. How are you doing?
I am doing good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Are you going to be on the web app?
Maybe.
Okay, well, good morning. It's a terrific Tuesday, a great day to be in the neighborhood. We have a big neighborhood here, don't we? We have Donna on the call this morning, and she's going to give us some information, keep us healthy and safe. And so we are having a mastermind health call. And we've been learning a lot on our health style call and mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, helping us to become more mind and body fit. And so if you're on the phone and not on the WebEx, on the WebEx you can see pictures of, not of Donna because I don't have a picture. She said she sent me one. Donna, did you send me a picture? We will talk about that, I guess, later. So if you want to receive a health style email and be on the email list that is for the group, please send an email to nothurtin@gmail.com. And that's N-O-T, period, H-U-R-T-N, as in Nikken, at gmail.com. Health style email in the subject line, please. And these calls are recorded on www.allswell.org. That is www.allswell.org. And we thank Steve Crowfoot for all these recordings. But when you miss a call, then you can go on there and catch up on it. And so that is very helpful. So today, yesterday, we went over our basics and our 10 points. As you can see on the screen, we have a journaling page so that it helps you to journal. And on Mondays, Mary Lou goes over that journal, and you can print it off on the website www.ybherton, the letter Y, letter B, H-U-R-T-N.com. You can go there and print it off if you'd like. So, today is the day to tell us what have been your successes or your ahas helping you on this call, or your accomplishments. You've maybe set some goals you have placed on this paper, which is also on the YB Herton site, to set your progress goals. What do you want to do? What are the things that you have noticed that where you hurt or where you want to get your blood pressure down or up or your blood sugar or your weight? What are the things that you would like to figure out how to make better about your body that you're taking care of? Okay, so now is the time. If you have had noticed any differences or whatever you've noticed since beginning, let's share them. Put them on our recordings that Steve's making. Donna, have you noticed anything since you started?
Well, I feel better. I feel lighter. And I just feel better overall.
You've had quite a bit of weight loss, haven't you?
Around 40 pounds. I'd say 40 pounds.
Whoa. That is major. Great. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
and feeling better is always a good sign, too.
It sure is. My ankles, my knees were lighter.
That would be certainly true. Doug, have you noticed any differences since you started on the call? You haven't been on quite as long.
Have I?
Doug.
Oh,
sorry. He's muted. He's usually having to eat his breakfast. Matter of fact, if you are on the call and you're making some noise, we do appreciate it when you star six to mute and then start.
Okay, I came back. You're right. I was eating. I was muted during that time. I had to leave a little bit early today, so I had to be sure to eat now because I won't be back for a couple hours.
Okay. Any differences?
Well, I've got some good corrections on some of the things I was doing and I shouldn't have been doing. Like with, for example, the apple cider vinegar, drinking it through a straw rather than just gulping it down through my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew better than that, actually, if I would have thought about it. But I never thought about it until I think Ruth brought it up. And the whole thing with coconut oil, I've completely changed cooking. I believe I'd heard about it a little bit, but with Monty bringing it up, I really decided to really switch completely to coconut oil. I haven't had a blood test for quite a while, so I don't know about some of those things.
Well, thank you for those things that you shared with us.
My toes are getting better, though. That's one of the things that's never happened for about 40 or 50 years since I've had the fungus and the coconut oil on them. It's little by little, they're growing out the clearest I've seen for many, many years. So that's really a nice development.
That is good. I think that was Nancy for bringing that up about the fungus.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Okay, I'm going to mute again now.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Ruth, I'll just chime in if you don't mind. I had a dental checkup this past week. I can't remember if I reported it on the call.
I didn't hear it.
And anyway, I had real trouble with my gums and starting to go into some problems, and they wanted to do some really intensive deep cleaning and such. Went in for it last Wednesday, Thursday, something like that, and after the swishing with the coconut oil, they were just amazed at how it could have cleared up, and they hadn't had to do anything, so they were very interested. The little gal that was doing the cleaning was saying, well, I want to know more about that, so it might be interesting to her.
Wow,
great.
That is amazing, Steve.
Yeah, it is.
That is great.
And another thing with the coconut oil that just blew my mind away was the fact that I had been, I apologize, I'm getting off the train, so it's a little bit noisy because of the noise of the train walking by it. But anyway, I'd had some kind of a growth taken off my face about a year ago. And all of a sudden, about maybe 6 weeks ago or so, all of a sudden, I had a great big black spot on the side of my cheek that was about the size of a regular pencil eraser. And started putting coconut oil on it, and within 2.5 weeks, it was totally gone. I just can't even see anything what it was. So I was pretty excited about that, too, because I didn't like the looks of this thing. The one last year wasn't a non-fast-splitting type thing, but I was just absolutely amazed. This thing just disappeared, just boom, gone.
He must have gotten the rest of what he had taken off. That probably would have come back.
Well, maybe, I don't know. It was a long ways away from that. It was, you know, this was out in the middle of my cheek.
Not anywhere
near what was there before. But it just came on in about maybe a week's time and just looked nasty. So I was pretty excited about that.
Wow, great. Thanks for sharing, Steve. Steve. Wow, thank you.
Ruth, this is Donna. May I share something about the shower filter?
Okay.
My husband had this huge mole on the back of his back, and it's totally gone. And I know it's in the shower filter. It is, like, totally gone.
Amazing. Okay. Anyone else? Margaret, did you want to share anything since you started? Margaret in Tennessee?
Yeah, I look forward to the calls every day. When I miss them, I feel like I have lost something, because it helps just being around people who are interested in better health and just being with like-minded people. And I learn something almost every day that I'm on the call. And I particularly am glad that I learned about the coconut oil. I use it in everything now, and also do the swishing. So I feel better generally since I am on the call. So I thank everybody, and the testimonies from people are always exciting and challenging. So thanks to everybody for your help and your inspiration.
You're an inspiration yourself, Margaret. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay, so I can't call on people who are on the phone, but if any of you would like to speak up and tell how the call helped you, that would be great.
Well, this is Kathleen, and I think, I just go right back kind of to the beginning. I think all the charts and all the talk of balancing our pH has been fundamental in my health, and I really appreciate that a lot. I've just learned a lot about what to eat and what not to eat and when, and then I just think we are so fortunate to have, like all the reports today, I'm just amazed what I heard today. And we hear things all the time on this call and about our products. And it's one of the main things of my day to come on. I want to learn, and I learn a lot here.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I'm glad that is benefiting you. And the things you brought, I think you're the one that even first brought up the coconut oil.
Yes, I've been into it about
you on here.
4 years, and it's been wonderful for me. So it's good. It doesn't matter who suggests it. It's just that we do it. We get the mix of all kinds of things, and that we would never all do on our own.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate you. Do we have anyone new on the call today? Well, maybe somebody new would be here today. But is anybody else that would like to share what they have benefited by being on the call? Or your success? I think since I've been using the coconut oil as a factor, the more protein in my diet and the coconut oil made my fingernails so much stronger. They're just back to like they used to be when I was quite younger. And they're not splitting, and they are not breaking. And so I know that's a sign that I'm healthier. That makes me happy. All right. So today, Donna's got some things to share with us. And would this be your first slide, Donna?
I hate to say it. I'm downstairs using a landline phone. So I'm sure whatever your slides you have up is okay. I'm not my computer.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
she sent me these pictures, and so I stick them and put them on here. So Donna did these, I didn't.
Hey, I'm going to talk about the five easy steps to a healthier and safer home. And these are from the www.healthychild.org website. And the first one is to avoid pesticides, and the alternative is to use non-toxic or at least toxic pest remedies, like using soapy water to kill ants and boiling water to kill weeds. Prevent pests through good sanitation and remove your shoes before entering your home. And as the holidays are approaching upon us, another good way is to start, number two, is to use non-toxic products in your home, because many chemicals used in conventional cleaning produces personal care products and furnishings are linked to the negative health impact. And oftentimes what's in them ends up on you. Fortunately, there are many safe alternatives, and the action for this is to read labels and ask questions about what chemicals are in your products you buy. Also, try making your own cleaners. Use fewer body care products and those made from plant-based ingredients. Look for furnishings made from natural materials. And if you look on the healthychild.org business website, you'll find also recipes to clean your house with. And one is using you use a half cup of distilled vinegar, a fourth cup of water, a half teaspoon of liquid soap or detergent. You can also use a few drops of yogurt oil or olive oil. You can also use 3 to 5 drops of an essential oil. And you mix all these ingredients together, and you saturate the sponge, and you squeeze the sponge out, and you just clean your wood. And the vinegar will just go away. The smell won't last long. And then another thing I've discovered, you can use the dark apple cider vinegar as a way to get unwanted odors away in your house. And I just started doing this, and I put a little dish of vinegar in my bathroom. And it's amazing. It really works. I'm just really surprised. If you do this, make sure you keep your pets and kids away from it. You know, put it in a safe place. And then the other thing is to clean up the indoor air. You can also use, well, of course, our Nikon Air Wellness, but they suggest that the products we use are a major source of indoor air pollution. So opt for those non-toxic choices. Opening windows for a few minutes a day helps ventilate, and growing plants helps improve air quality. For special situations, use an air purifier to capture risky contaminants. And also eat healthy. During the holidays, we really should follow healthy eating and share this with others. And, you know, by doing this, by making at home your food, you know, prepare it yourself. And, you know, not using packaged products because they contain toxic materials, pesticides, bacteria, industrial chemicals, and food additives all find their way into children's foods, often at levels that can be harmful for them, and it's harmful for us too as adults. So the action is to start making your food instead of buying prepared foods. Buying whole foods reduces your exposure to additives found in processed foods. Opt for organic when possible. Eat less meat and more nuts, seeds, whole grains, and produce. And this is what I have been doing to lose my weight. I've just been eating healthier. I really stay away from prepackaged foods, which I basically did. Now I'm even more cautious about it. And also be wise. Step number 5 is to be wise with plastics. Plastics are everywhere, and in most cases are very affordable and convenient. But increasing studies by scientists, they are finding that a hidden cost may be our health. Some common plastics release harmful chemicals into our air, food, and drinks. And the action should be to reduce the use of plastics, especially the foods with foods and beverages. Natural alternatives to plastics like textiles, solid wood, bamboo, glass, stainless steel, etc. If you do buy plastic, opt recyclable products you can recycle or repurpose, like the yogurt tub. You can put your child's Crayolas in them. And choose safer plastics like number 2, 4, and 5. I don't know if anyone has gone to this website, healthychild.org, but it is a wonderful website. You can look up so much and there's so much information. And all this is good to share with your friends and family during Christmas season what you've been doing and share how all these ideas on these lifestyle calls are helping you. And also we should be so thankful for Ruth for setting up these calls. Thank you, Ruth. And that's about all I have about this. Does anyone have any questions?
Well, I think I really appreciate your bringing this to our attention that there is such a website. Well, we know that there's a website, but I hadn't really gone there and seen all these amazing things that you're talking about. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the Alrighty. Recipe.
And this is basically what I've been doing for a long, long time, even before Healthy Child came out. I've talked to people about pollution in their homes, about air fresheners, you know, how toxic they are. But really, this subject is not new to me, because I've been really focusing on this for a long time. And I'm glad to share this with everyone.
Well, thank you. You know, I really like having only glass to put food, my food in. And I didn't used to do that. I've been much more aware of it since we've been doing calls about BPA and everything. But I realized, you know, there are a couple of foods that I was buying, and we would eat the foods, but mostly I bought them for the jar, because I wanted a big jar with a big opening. And as a matter of fact, I saw one on Vitacost, and I thought, that looks like it's glass. I'm going to order it just so I can have that container. It was some of the coconut oil, and I thought maybe it was in a glass container, just the shape that I need, because I dried food, and I put a paper towel in, and then I put keep my dried food in a closet, a cupboard, pantry thing, so it's dark, but then I have it in a glass jar.
Ruth, may I share something with you? I buy canning jars, and I like the quart size or the gallon or half gallon size, and the pint size of the canning jars. I always get the wide mouth, but the pint size are excellent for putting my husband's. When I make my homemade soup, I put it in those little pint size jars, and you can take it to work with them.
I used to do that, and my husband was in school.
I use the Green Vines jars to carry things back and forth to work. They're liquid because they won't leak, and they're nice and sturdy, and they don't cost anything extra. We've already paid for them.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. They probably won't break.
But they will not go through the dishwasher. Dishwasher just wrinkled them to death.
Oh, well, that's good to know. And so you'll leave the label on, and you can advertise while you're at it.
What's that you put it in?
Steve is putting it in the Green Vines jar.
Oh, yes.
Then he takes it to work, and he advertises the Green Vines.
That's good.
I think I know he went back on mute. Okay. Anyone else have any ideas or things that you do to keep from using some of these harmful, toxic things? Pesticides. Okay, pesticides. We have for years, since we were in Shackley, used the Basic H to make a lot of things. you can kill aphids, anything that has a kind of an oil shell, aphids particularly, you can kill by putting just a little bit, maybe a few drops to a pint of water, and put it in a sprayer and spray your trees and things with Basic H water, and then you can also put it in the ground. It'll make your tree or whatever you're spraying healthier. You can also use it to put on your skin instead of mosquito repellent. We always use basic H. Just dot that around on your arms, and the mosquitoes don't like the smell of it, I guess, so then they don't bite you so much. And if you do get a bite, you can put the basic H on it, it makes the itch go away. You do it fast enough.
Oh.
Or on a bee sting, it helps too. I just got stung by 2 bees the other day. Basic H did it, though. It really helped.
Have you ever put it on like my hands break out, Ruth? And would you ever just put it on an open thing, like on your skin?
It won't hurt you, but I haven't really tried that, I don't think. I would just try a little area, a small little area if I were you.
Yes, I think it'd be great on the insects. I'm just thinking.
Well, and you can, I know we have done is coat our entire hands so that we would have like a glove on, and then if you're going to do a dirty job or paint or something, and then when you, Dennis used to do this for a demonstration, he'd do that, and he'd go rub his hands in some grease, like when we were traveling, and get his hands on the hitch or something for the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd go talk to somebody and just wash his hands out, and then they'd be completely clean. You know how grease is really hard to get off? Well, it comes right off if you let the basic itch on and let it dry to an invisible glove.
Okay, so that is not diluted when he puts it on?
That's
for that purpose?
And it's not diluted when you put it on to scare the mosquitoes away or make them not want to come near you. It doesn't seem to scare the people away. And then also for putting it on if you have a mosquito or an insect bite. Seems to take the poison out somehow. Okay, what's it?
Terrific.
Cleaning products, we made window wash and furniture polish by putting the oil in it like Donna was talking about. So, yeah, we still use basic H. We, of course, don't sell it. But
how did you do it to wash the windows?
Two to three drops to a pint of water. And then you just put it in a sprayer. You put it off your sprayer and then put your basic H in. You always do that water first or it will make it too foamy. It'll make too much bubble.
Oh.
And if you use more, it will make them streak. You cannot use too much. It's very, very concentrated. Okay. The air. We have the best solution for the air. That's for sure. Bring your air purifier in, just like opening the door, because you get negative ions at the same time as you're cleaning your air. When Donna was talking about that, I was thinking about in Europe, you go driving around, particularly I think in Switzerland, so you're going there, the bedding is all hanging out the window. They're airing out the bedding, airing out their house. So that's what reminded me of. And definitely we've got to be sure about not eating the packaged food so much, all those things that can be in them. Pesticides, bacteria, industrial chemicals, food additives, might add pieces of, and some of those packaged material, you don't know where that comes from, and they're found pieces of animals, and I won't go any further than that, but it gets worse.
Thank you very much.
And then we talked about the plastics already. Anybody have anything to add to that? Donna? Any experience with anything?
I have one thing to add, and it's Donna again. I have quite a few of the air purifiers in my home, and when I have friends or family or different workers come in, to, you know, when I get a new stove or something, you know, maintenance done in the house or something, I ask them, well, how do you think my house smells? And, you know, I do have dust. And they'll say, it smells so fresh. And then I show them the air wellness, the air purifier, and I tell them that's why it smells so fresh.
So that's a good idea.
And then you can do an energy test, you know, with the air purifier as well. just like you do the mag step. You have them, you do the test before, then you have them breathe the air coming out of the air wellness for a few, you know, maybe a minute or so, and then do the test again, and they test strong, much stronger.
I'll have to try that. I've never tried that.
Oh, that's just amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's fascinating and amazing.
It seems like anything we have does that, and I always took that up real easy with the insoles, but then when they put the fingers in one kind of water and then the other and test it, and now this, just the air you breathe, it, what simple proof that it's better.
It is. It is. Okay. Well, now we have 5 steps to being healthier, and also another instance of looking at healthy child, healthy world. And Whitney and I, I'm going over to Whitney's on Saturday, and she's inviting people and has some people coming, and so we're excited about having our first healthy child, healthy world party. But it will be healthy, how to protect our children and help people to be able to share with others as well, and with the NECAN product. They'll be telling them how to stay healthy with the NECAN. Healthy and physically and healthy financially, because most of the people that she knows, she's a young mom, and her friends are young moms, and they also need a healthier financial and having some extra income. And so just by helping make a difference in other people's lives, she will be able to help herself as well. And so that's all I have for today. Anybody have anything to say before we close the day?
I just would like to add that I'm very excited for you to be doing that for Whitney, because look at how many young moms have to go back to work. And by you sharing NECAN and their healthier home and healthier environment and healthier finances, you might be able to, hopefully, you'll be able to keep those moms home with their babies. So,
right.
Very exciting.
That excites me, too. That is great. And
yeah.
I can't wait. I want to talk to you because I want to get started doing the parties. I've ordered my kit, and I'm really excited to do that.
Don't get out. Thank you for setting a good example, Whitney. I know you're on the phone, or you were anyway. And
yeah,
you never know when you got. Okay, never know when you got a little baby there. Sometimes you have to jump off.
Beautiful little baby. She is sure cute.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Just put a picture up here of our flyer, which I can send to any of you. Has a picture of Whitney's baby. Of course, when somebody's going to do a party, they can picture, replace it with a picture of their own baby. I can send it. I'll just send it out to all of you.
Oh, thanks.
So, please do. She is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And Whitney is just doing a great job being a mom. She's really doing such a, she and Wes are doing such a good job. So, Donna, thank you for sharing with us today and being helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. I did a pleasure to do these calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a great call, Donna.
Thank you.
So, we will be back here with more information tomorrow. Same time, same place. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Whitney.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.